Hello.
Mr. Brinkley.
David.
Yeah.
I just got off before I had a chance to chat with you. I wanted to get your honest, off-the-record appraisal of yesterday's luncheon for two reasons. One is if we have some more of them like this, and then number two, I just want to see if what your reaction was as from David Brinkley to Jack Valeni.
Well, first of all, a lot of what they were talking about I was unfamiliar with.
Yeah.
So I have no reaction one way or another. That business about bargaining for airtime and arguing about
it. Yeah, oh yeah.
I was totally unconnected with it. I didn't know anything about it at the
yeah.
time. I don't know anything about it now. And so I don't know what's what the truth is or what's
yeah.
right and wrong. So on that part, I don't have any reaction.
Right.
I just don't know anything about it. I'm never involved in those things. On the business about the Dominican Republic, I don't know anything about that either. And so I have no reaction to that. I don't know what those guys have been doing down there. And I don't know who's been saying what to whom. We'll tell you one thing.
Yeah.
On Yates talking to Bosch.
Yeah.
I don't know what he said. But my guess is this. When you are making a television program or trying to get a newspaper interview or whatever, if you call somebody and ask him to be interviewed or ask to see him,
yeah.
the usual practice is to sweet talk him.
Yeah.
You don't have to kiss his ass, but
yeah.
you sweet talk him.
You want to make you think he's on your side.
Well, you don't really say it, but you know,
yeah.
if I had to call Strom Thurmond right now and ask him to do something, I would go at him as nicely as I could.
Right.
And in the friendliest way I could. I wouldn't tell him I agree with him and on this and that, but I would sweet talk him. It wouldn't mean a goddamn thing. It's a selling job, in effect.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get him to do something. So, as I say, I don't know what Yates said, and I don't know what Bosch said. Don't really know anything about it, but I suspect that that's what his attitude was.
Mm-hmm.
Simply sweet talking the guy to get him to perform for him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's common practice in journalism. He may have overdone it. I don't know.
Well, I'm not familiar with the verbatim comments myself or what went on, so I can't.
Well, he was saying that you heard what he said.
Oh yeah, that's right.
So on those two points, except for that, I don't have any reaction because I don't know anything about the facts. Otherwise, he did a hell of a.
Well, if you had to come away, this was your first connection with the president, and you had to come away and write a theme for your boss on. What was your impression of the president, and is this a kind of session that's really beneficial in the sense that you come out of it with a lot more information than when you went in?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think we certainly got some information.
And if you had to grade the president's performance in the sense of results, now, I don't mean that, you know, a guy could be eloquent and magnificent and everybody go away hating him nonetheless, but I'm talking about rating his performance, and I want you to be perfectly candid. Hell, I can't, and I know you will be, rating his performance as to whether or not people going away from there would have a more understanding view of the man and also the problems.
Well, let's go out and give him a very good mark. Very good mark.
Yeah.
He does a hell of a job explaining himself, telling his side. And he's damn persuasive.
Yeah.
So I thought it was a good job.
Well, that's good. That's what I want to get.
I thought it was a damn good job.
And this sort of thing, in your judgment, from his standpoint, from a selfish viewpoint, is worthwhile and say, maybe doing the same thing with the New York Times or the or CBS or Scripps Howard.
I guess so, though. Is this between us?
Yeah, of course.
I think he pays too goddamn much attention to what the papers say about him.
Well, you and I are both on board on that.
If he wants to read them, okay, but I don't really see any point in that. If I were president of the U.S., every goddamn if I'd read the papers to find out anything about foreign policy, who gives a goddamn what John Oakes writes? First of all, hardly anybody in terms of national circulation reads the Times. The number of people who read is very small. Second of all, the people who read the Times don't read the editorial page. And third of all, the people who read the editorial page don't read the editorials. They read the letters to the editor,
yeah,
Russell
right.
Baker, and they may read Reston. They don't read that goddamn stuff Oakes writes. So I wouldn't pay the slightest attention to it. But he was sitting there saying, well, I got a Times editorial out of this, and I thought I'd get one out of that. For Christ's sake, what does he care?
Yeah, I agree.
Even I wouldn't care, and I'm nobody. I wouldn't give a goddamn what the New York Times said about me. No, I wouldn't give a goddamn. I wouldn't give him the courtesy of an answer.
No, I'm with you on that.
I'm astonished that he pays that much attention to them. They don't mean a damn thing. He knows 100 times more than any of them know about what's going on, any of us knows about what's going on. So he certainly ain't looking for news. But what the hell does he read them for? It really is silly.
I couldn't agree with you more. I tell you what, let me ask you a question, if I can. I would like your permission, and I won't do it otherwise. If I mention to the president that the following, that Brinkley just volunteered that he'd thought you did an excellent job in explaining yourself and very persuasive in putting over the explanations of why the government did this or why they did that. It's very understandable and high marks. If David made any kind of a statement, he'd say that the president pays too much attention to the New York Times, et cetera, et cetera. And just tell him that. Do you mind if I say that?
No, go ahead.
Okay,
I tell him myself. If you ever ask me,
well,
I think it's goddamn silly to be frank
enough.
With you.
That's good enough. David, I appreciate that. See, that's coming from you. I mean, he respects your judgment. And if I say it, I'm too close to the picture.
Yeah,
But somebody like yourself taking a detached view of it, I think he might be a little bit persuaded.
Well, he doesn't even have to take my word for it. Look at these ratings he was reading.
That's right. They're astonishing. They're just astonishing.
They are ticking in areas where the press is not necessarily very helpful and very friendly.
That's right.
That doesn't mean a goddamn thing.
I couldn't agree with you.
People make up their own minds.
I would say that...
Press opposed Roosevelt about 98% every time he ran. And nobody paid any attention to it.
Very true. Okay, David. I sure thank you, my friend.
Yes, sir.
Bye.
See you.